Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park, and on the wings of eagles. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, a new documentary. It's called A Walk to Beautiful, and the film explores the stigma that's attached to a condition called fistula. We're going to talk with the director of the film. But first, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. Nearly 12,000 are dead in China and more than 18,000 missing. A massive rescue effort continues after the 7.9 magnitude earthquake. NPR's Robert Siegel is there and saw the emergency response as it happened.
On the expressway going north out of Chengdu, you couldn't take a non-emergency vehicle, and there was just an endless stream of ambulances and trucks with troops heading north. They're not using any helicopters for medical evacuation. So what they're doing is running one ambulance after another by the dozens, if not by the hundreds, into the sea, filling them with patients who are then taken to cities that are still functioning and speeding them back down the expressway.
NPR's Robert Siegel reporting from China. Aid is trickling in to Myanmar, but not enough for the estimated 2 million cyclone survivors in the country previously known as Burma. There are reports the military government there is hoarding food. The generals there have let some supplies in, but mostly refused to let foreign aid workers in to give it out. Relief groups say they're doing all they can to get through.
It is frustrating, but food is getting out. We've reached 30,000 people with a first ration. There are distributions ongoing today right down in the worst affected part of the Delta. But it's not enough. We need to do more, and we need to do it faster.
That's Richard Horsey of the UN World Food Program. He says they've only been allowed to get a fifth of needed food in. New signs that a peace deal could be possible between a Mexican terrorist group and the government. James Bleers has the story from Mexico City.
The People's Revolutionary Army, or EPR, has caused millions of dollars worth of damage through its bombing campaign of sabotage in the last year. The Mexican government is now offering face-to-face talks, but is stressing it won't suspend criminal investigations into the group's activities. The EPR has refused the offer, but it also says a mediation group which has been recently established could provide a constructive way forward via dialogue.
That's James Bleers reporting from Mexico City. Another mother taken from the West Texas polygamous compound has given birth. The state immediately took the newborn boy into custody. He's the second child born since the raid. The mother may be a minor. The state has had trouble figuring out the real ages of those in custody. There are now 465 children from the compound held all around Texas. A glass ceiling in the beer business is now shattered. Tanya Cornett became the first woman to win the Champion Brewer Award at the World Beer Cup. Cornett is a brewer at Bend Brewing Company in Oregon. She hopes her win will inspire more women to try brewing. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.